Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. Well, here we are at the end of the week, and we got another slice of fresh bread. Well, we've been in chapter 5, verses 17 through the end of the chapter, and it's been a great week. I cannot take the time to go over everything that we've looked at. The need to support those who are preaching and teaching so they can work hard at preaching and teaching because of the importance of preaching and teaching as a primary means of grace. How do you handle elders who are in sin, and how do you properly deal with any charges that are brought against them? Be careful. Don't ordain people too quickly. Don't participate in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. And by the way, this is going to be a tough ministry, so every once in a while you're going to get an upset stomach, and wine is a little bit of a suppressant, so take a little wine, not a lot. And then he says this in concluding chapter 5, the sins of some men are conspicuous, going before them to the judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden. So what he's telling you is this, don't be surprised when you get to the judgment seat, and there are some who were able to hide their sins from you, but it will be exposed on that day. Now, most of the time, the way people live, their sins are going to, quote, find them out. The scriptures affirm that. Boy, how many times did my mother say that to me? Son, your sins will find you out. And how many times did I find that to be true? That is exactly what happens normally. But some people are pretty adept at it. And by the way, we've got some sins in our life we don't even know are in our life. So our sins will yet be revealed at the day of judgment, that will reveal the massiveness of God's grace and mercy to us. And then there are some who are living in sin in the church and hiding it and purposefully destroying the church. Now, most of the time they'll be found out here, but if they're not found out here, they will be found out there. You know, you got wolves in sheep clothing, and you got sheep in wolves clothing. So the Lord will straighten all that out at the day of judgment. But by the way, he says the same thing's true of good works. Most of the time, what people are doing for the Lord, the fruit of it will become evident to the glory of God, so that we can praise God for it, rejoice in it, and encourage those who are doing those good works, that you ought to do that. And by the way, the context is ministers who are doing good work. Now, this is maybe you would consider self-serving, and I don't mean it to be. Let me just say that you should never adore pastors. You should never bring adoration in the sense of focusing your eyes on them. But it is appropriate to appreciate, that's what Paul said, appreciate those who have the labor among you. Now, most of the time, their labor is going to be evident. So as it makes its presence known, the good work of ministers, and by the way, the good works of your brothers and sisters, always be appreciative. Always encourage them. You know, people don't do what they do in order to get a pat on the back, but, you know, that attaboy is not bad to receive. You know, giving people attaboys is not a bad idea at all. Just show your appreciation to those who labor among you. But remember this, not everything will be seen here, but the Lord will honor it, and that's why we serve the Lord, so that we hear from Him on that day. Well done, good and faithful servant. So the sins will be found out normally this side of eternity, but if not here, at the day of judgment. Good works will be seen normally before we get to the day of judgment, but if not, they'll be seen then, whether our ministry was wood, hay, and stubble, or gold and silver and precious jewels. But on that day, what we long for is that great affirmation from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. And then we'll just point back to Him and say, God, whatever I did, it was by Your grace and for Your glory, and thank You for the privilege. Now, let's worship You in adoration for all eternity. But on the way there, show some appreciation to those who serve well. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.